PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Reading Rainbow.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. Reading Rainbow.
A jumble of noises. The city is so alive, it roars. There are so many sounds, they ricochet off the sidewalks and buildings. And you don't have to walk far before you bump into some of the sharpest sounds in the city. This is probably the last place you'd expect to find musicians. They make a city street their stage. Out of sight. That was really, really swinging. Thank you very, very much. You know, usually an audience travels to the music, but this band takes their music to the people. Well, here's a story about another group of musicians who try to take their show on the road, but get stuck in a terrible rut. It's called Berlioz the Bear.
Berlioz the Bear by Jan Brett. Read by James Avery.
Zoom, 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 zoom.
Berlioz had been practicing for weeks, and now, just when the orchestra was going to play in the village square for a gala ball, a strange buzz was coming from his double bass. Why now? Berlioz said to himself. The musicians arrived with their instruments. As Berlioz watched them climb aboard the bandwagon, all he could think about was his buzzing bass.
Zoom, zoom. Zoom, zoom.
Berlioz picked up the reins and clucked to the mule. Off they went down the road. Suddenly, the wagon lurched to a stop. The front wheel was stuck in the hole. The mule took one look back, sat down, and yawned. Oh, dear, said Berlioz, as he tried to get the mule to stand up and pull the bandwagon out of the hole. What can we do? We'll be late for the ball.
I'll help you,
said a rooster who was passing by on his way to the ball.
"Well, I'll just tug on the rope here and pull you out," he bragged.
The rooster pulled and pulled, but the mule stayed put. A tabby, who had been watching from the top of a fence, spoke up smugly. "Oh, that isn't a job for a featherweight. I'll do it for you." And he took hold of the rope and pulled, but the mule wouldn't move. "Oh, my," said Berlioz. "Everyone, put on your concert tailcoats so we'll be ready to start as soon as we get there." Just then, a schnauzer came trotting over the hill. He took one look at the cat and sniffed.
"A furball like you can't pull a bandwagon. Here, let me have that rope."
He panted and pulled, but the wagon stayed in the hole. Along came a prancing billy goat. He looked at the schnauzer and snorted.
"Move over, squirt. Let me do it. I'll have this wagon out in no time."
The billy goat strained forward, but to his surprise, he got nowhere.
"Allow me,"
said a plow horse coming across the field.
"This will be easy. I spend my days pulling."
But the plow horse couldn't move the mule. Oh, Berlioz tugged at his ears. It was almost time for the ball to begin. He looked around and saw a large ox lumbering toward them.
"You're saved,"
roared the ox. He twisted the rope around his horns and gave a mighty tug. The animals held their breath, but the mule wouldn't budge. The clock on the tower started to chime 8. "Oh, no," Berlioz shouted. In desperation, he pulled his bow across the strings, and to his dismay, he heard zoom, zoom, bzz, bzz. All the musicians turned to look at the buzzing double bass.
"That's weird."
Out of the bass shot a very angry bee. It had been disturbed once too often. The first thing it saw as it flew out of the base was the hindquarters of the mule. With one giant sting, the bee made the mule jump to his feet and pull the bandwagon out of the hole, down the road, and into the village square before the bells had stopped chiming. The audience roared. "What an entrance," they cried. And the orchestra, already dressed and tuned, began to play.
"Porcupine, you're so feathery."
"Love this music."
Berlioz had never played better. "Encore, Berlioz, encore."
Berlioz came forward.
"Thank you all. And this evening, I would like to dedicate our encore to the buzzing bee."
Berlioz and his band barely made it to the ball, but the performers who play on city streets know exactly where to play. Some choose a busy intersection where there are lots of pedestrians, while others may pick a covered place where the acoustics will make their music sound just right. There are lots of spots for music in the city, and each artist seems to find the perfect place to play.
magic music you make when you say, baby, I love you, baby, I love you. There's a weeping willow, a willow, who really knows how to cry, bless you, princess. That's how she'll cry on her pillow if you should tell her farewell. Oh, goodbye. Good afternoon. Good afternoon for those of you joining me. And as we wait for our train, a little pleasant music. My name is Jay Bailey. It's a great song on a beautiful afternoon.
Instruments like a piano, a set of drums, they're tough to pack up and carry. But a harmonica, it's a lot easier to bring along. But there's one instrument that you don't have to pack up, wrap up, or even have a pocket for. And you always have it with you wherever you go.
I will lift up my eyes.
Using your voice is the most personal way to make music. And when voices join together, the result can be a glorious sound. Dr. Walter Turnbull has made the Boys Choir of Harlem his life's work.
You know, it's something about mine that doesn't get legato. I will lift up mine eyes. I have to have singing through the mind.
Very often kids don't realize that they can sing. And that's the joy of discovering children who have an ear, who have a voice. Not everyone has a singing voice. but I'm often known to tell the kids I can teach a doorknob to sing.
Being in the choir, I've learned about myself that I can sing, first of all, and that I can be a leader, too.
It makes you more mature or be more of a man than to be a little boy.
Freedom, joy. I feel glad when I sing.
I know from where my children have come. I've seen kids come in who were very negative, but coming to an environment where they're accepted, where first-class musicianship is expected, they sort of turn around. And to see them blossom and grow and become first-class musicians is extraordinarily important to me.
I feel that I know that I want to become an opera singer. And now I know with this advantage and this boost that they've given me, I can make it.
If I wasn't in the choir, I don't think I ever would have gone to Japan or to Europe or Italy, France, Berlin.
Can you imagine that they know how to sing in Japanese? Because we went to Japan and they sang in Japanese. The boys learn a lot of different languages, including German, Latin. They sing in French, and they sing Italian. They sing in Hebrew. Hariu. Et Adonai.
Et Adonai.
Basima.
Basima.
Ha.
Ha.
Let's have everybody, please. Hearts. Ready, and. Support, not thinking, and it's not loud. Nasty. Ugh. They look like angels, but I am not sure that they're angels. As a matter of fact, I know they're not angels. but they're very, I think that what we have to instill in our kids is that sense of purpose, a sense of going for it. Do it. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Do it. The boys often have requests and help us to pick some of the music. And as a matter of fact, they have written a song called The Joy of Singing. A choir is many things. A choir has to work together. A choir has to play together in order to sing together. It's like the choir is like any basketball team, any football team.
Dr. Turmoon. He's a mother, he's a father, he's a sister, he's a brother. He's like the Papa Bear.
I like to say that.
See,
I thank him for like taking us under his wing and teaching us to be like a responsible black man. Because if I wasn't here, I'd probably be doing something stupid right now.
Nope.
It's like he's your friend. Like he's somebody you could depend on, you could trust.
I know now that I am somebody that I count. I never thought this would come to me.
And I'm never gonna forget the choir because it would be the best times of my life.
Yeah.
Notes and chords are the language of music. And when you put them together, they tell a story. The way words do in a book. So if you like Berlioz the Bear, then here are three books that are right on key. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, I'm Michael Milren. Do you like science and music? Well, here's a book that's got both. It's called The Science Book of Sound. This book shows you different ways to make noisemakers. You can make a plastic drum, a cardboard flute, or a musical shaker. There's a paper noisemaker that sounds like thunder. And this balloon makes a pretty funny noise, I bet. But one of the greatest things you can do is start your own band of science instruments. What do you think of this guitar I just made? Yeah, the Science Book of Sound.
Some music makes you dance, and some makes you sing. But some music takes you into a different time and place. I'm Martha, and my book is called Georgia Music. The story begins in a small cabin in Georgia. One summer, the girl in the story visits her grandfather. They do everything together. Best of all, they listen to crickets and grasshoppers singing in the distance. Now that's music, the grandfather says. It doesn't matter whether it's rock, rap, or classical music. What matters is the feeling that you get each time you listen. So get Georgia Music. It's a song you'll remember.
Hi, I'm Lauren Berger. I know a lot about musical instruments because I play the piano and the cello. That's why I enjoyed reading An Introduction to Musical Instruments series. Instruments come in different shapes and sizes. To play a brass instrument, you have to blow real hard through a mouthpiece. You have to have long arms and strong lips to play the trombone. Woodwind instruments make nice sounds. The flute can sound like birds singing. The violin is the smallest and the squeakiest of all the string instruments. Which instrument do you want to play? Read this series and find out. Come on, you got a lot of choices.
Has an exciting rhythm and energy when it blends in with the beat of the city streets. Its sounds bounce off the concrete sidewalks and wander through quiet back streets. They echo through underground subway tunnels. You can hear its melodies sneaking around every corner. And float up through the canyons between glass and steel skyscrapers. City musicians bring the passion they feel for their music to the streets, and to us. It's a sound and a feeling that you never forget. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Berlioz the Bear by Jan Brett, published by G.P. Putnam's Sons, a division of the Putnam and Grosset Book Group. The Science Book of Sound by Neil Ardley, illustrated by Dorling Kindersley Limited, London, published by Gulliver H.B.J. Georgia Music by Helen V. Griffith, pictures by James Stevenson, published by Green Willow Books. Introduction to Musical Instruments Series, Brass, Percussion, Strings, Woodwinds by D. Lilligard, published by Children's Press.